Now sit bass. Same theme. Im hu, im the mechaber. Im hi mutzuyetzes kilchasa. If it was done properly, yotzitzes as they ought to be, mutletzeis barber shusaram. Then it's okay to go out wearing your tzitzit on Shabbos. Bein talas katan or bein talas gadol, both the under, you know, talas katan, what we call tzitzis, the undergarment, and talas gadol, the big talas on top. Afil bezman she'ein lano tchelis. Even though there's no tchelis now, because we paskin that we, as the Mishnah Berurah will say in a second, that it's a mitzvah for the atzmo to have tzitzis, and therefore the white tzitzis are a mitzvah. So you're doing a mitzvah, and like I said in the Agdama, you're to the previous sif, since they're a noy for the beged, they're considered to be okay to wear, like cufflinks, whatever it is. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Mutzel it says, afila belaila, even at nighttime, the lazman tzitzis hu, even though there's no mitzvah to put tzitzis on at night. There's a machlokas which I'm not getting into now about nighttime garments or nighttime, whatever it is. The point is, it's a non-issue. Even if you would say there's no such thing as a mitzvah of tzitzis at night, and therefore you're walking with a shirt and the shirt has strings attached to it, and they're not mitzvah items now." Even so, not true. Mishum denoy hu lebeged. They still make the tzitzis light. You know, it's a Jewish shirt, and that's how people like, you know, it's the style. Jewish style is to have tzitzis in your garments, even if there's not a mitzvah to have them there, and therefore they're okay, like cufflinks. They're okay. Vafilu betalito shel shar minim. Even if you have, talking about, remember we said in the machlokas, if the mitzvah doraisa is only on semer and pishtim, on wool and linen, or even on cotton and nylon and whatever it is, there's a suffix on that. Afilu poskim le'il, even according to the poskim above in Siman Tes Sif Aleph, the chiyuv and rak mederabanan, who said really this, that if you're wearing a cotton shirt, a cotton abakamfos, it's not chayiv and tzitzis. Even so, it's chayiv just mederabanan. So now it becomes significant and annoying for the beged and appropriate to wear. And therefore, no problem. Mekomakom noy beged hu. That's a Jewish signon, a Jewish style to wear tzitzis. And therefore, kevin de al kol panim mechuyiv ben b'toras vadai. Since you need to wear your tzitzis because they're mederabanan. We all agree that your nitzitz and your cotton and your whatever mesh or chayiv, it's okay to wear. Ve'ino doma lebeged shechetzio basuach v'chetzio sasom. It's not comparable to that previous suffix. Oh, are we over time already? Okay.
No, we're good. 5 minutes.
Okay, fine. Good. So it's not. I should get the clock out. Okay. So it's. I can set my alarm clock. Anyways, so it's not comparable. We said before that the half open, half closed on the line is a suffix, and we said since it's a suffix, you can't walk out it on with it on Shabbos because maybe it's potter from tzitzis, and if it's potter from tzitzis, those tzitzis aren't annoying anymore because it's not comparable. Because if it's chayav midrabanan, it's chayav midrabanan. Right? It's like, in other words, just to make an extreme example, you can't, if you tie tzitzis to your trousers, you can't say it's a style. No, that's ridiculous. This is not a thing that's appropriate to have tzitzis on. So the same thing, if it's a shirt, like this kind of shirt that's not chayav tzitzis, to tie tzitzis is not a noy, it's not the style. I'm saying style because of the word noy. So if it's a suffix, if it's chayav or not, it's a suffix if it's a style, so to speak, therefore you can't wear it. But you can't compare it to a chi of the rabban and a regular cotton tzitzis, that's for sure chayav. Okay, fine. Dahasim, the reason why is, did I skip a line here? Yeah, the Dahasim, Chiyuvahu Rak Mitzad Suffolk. But, like I said, the half open, half closed line, it's a suffix, so we're afraid of the suffix. Okay. Yeah, that's that. Fine, good. Sifkat and Hey. Techelis, what's up with Techelis? The Hakaimalan, we pass on the Lacha, Gemara Menachos there. Hatechelis, Falavan, Ein Ma'ak Vedzeh. They're two separate mitzvahs, and each one is not mark of the other, meaning if you don't have tchelis, no big deal. You still have mitzvah tzitzis. Tchsiv ureisem also. The drash is based on the fact that ureisem is plural, also is singular, so there's an issue of each one's its own mitzvah, and yet there's a mitzvah that combines them, so that's the deal there, that's the drasha. Akol chada v'chada mashma. The mitzvah is on, you can see also it, meaning just the whites, and that will be the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Okay. Now, the Rama says back upstairs, Rak, however, even though we said you could wear tzitzis on Shabbos, that's okay. Rak shlo yehe munach lo al katefav. You can't wear it like a scarf. Or, like I was talking about, you bundle up your talus, katan or gadol, and wear it in a non-talus wearing way. It doesn't, certainly if you lob over one shoulder, like, you know, that's ridiculous. But even two, like around like a scarf, that's not how you wear tzitzis. Wear a talus. Since that's not the way you wear it, it's not a you're not considered wearing it, so now you're just schlepping it. So going back to your raincoat, if you're wearing the raincoat, it doesn't matter that it's 110 degrees outside. You're wearing it derech levisha, that's okay. But if you decide to throw it over your shoulder or tie it around your waist, it's not derech levisha, and it's carrying, and it'll be aser. By raincoats on Shabbos, and by talises also. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah says, al ktefav, daz lo havei tachshit ela masui. That's not considered, I'll translate tachshit as clothing here. It's not clothing for you. Now, you're not wearing this clothing. You wear it just as something schlepping around, like wearing it, carrying a towel around the house. Right? De ein zederech levisha so b'chol. Because that's not how people wear such a garment, even during the week. Miu, nevertheless, im miskasa rov gufo, if it's covering most of your body, it was over the shoulder, but it's draped around, whatever it is, you're wearing like a shawl or something. So, soggy, that's okay. That's how people do wear it. Avayla kamam v'simen shin aleph, sif lamed, mashenichta v'zeh. Okay. We'll get there with Hilchos Shabbos one day. Okay. Now, back upstairs here. So he says, "Umakminan latalis es kase." We assume the talis is as its status quo. Shum mitziyatz kilchaso. That it's this morning. You know, on Friday morning, you check your talis and you put them on. Let's say you check your tzitzis. So they were, and everything was good. So on Friday night, you can assume when you're walking over shul, it's. That's a weird example. Yeah, the tzitzis talis katan is still okay. Vein tzarach levadko kodem sheyetzebo. You do not need to recheck your tzitzis when you go back out in the street. In other words, we said previously that every time you wear your tzitzis every day, you're supposed to check them for kashrus, because maybe they can get torn. So we're saying for Shabbos, you don't have to be so strict. Now look at the Mishnah Berurah here. Kodem sheyetzebo. Since you've checked them this morning already, since you checked them when you put them on and made a brach on them, and they were perfectly fine then. Two, I always said su, I said that two here. Two, ein ragi lipasek bezman muat. They're not going to go and break like a few hours later. It's not reasonable to be afraid of that. Because a filo hasero bein time. Even if you took them off in the meantime, it doesn't matter. They don't tear that often. It comes out then from this. You see, therefore, that what? That on Shabbos, when you're putting on your tzitzis on Shabbos morning, you're putting on your talis, you need to check your tzitzis. The parish, excuse me, the olam is not nizhar in this. If you haven't noticed, people don't check their tzitzis that often. I am biralacha. Look at the biralacha. And tomorrow we'll pick up, I'll say the biralacha. It ties in really to halacha gimbal, anyways. Why? They're makel. It's cut through with what I told you. Previously, that got ahead of ourselves, saying that on Shabbos, anyways, there's no issur d'oraisa of wearing an arba kamfus tzitzis there, mekel, because of that, perhaps. Okay.